the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Again, I want to thank God for giving me the chance to be with you for the second night. Take the blessing of St. Mary's Revival. And also, I thank Abuna Yunan and Abuna James for inviting me for two nights. Last night, we talked about the mountain of Moriah, the place of faith. So today's theme, I thought about it in a different way. So I'm going to explain that. But first, I want you guys imagine something with me. Imagine there is a sniper, an active shooter, in one of the buildings that we know of. He's in Houston here. And he's very good. He's been shooting people left and right. He's been doing that for a long time. No one can capture him. Anyone try to get closer, get into the building, he puts him down. Anyone walks in the street in his range, he puts him down. He's very well experienced, very well trained. And then you have a friend, and your friend told you, have you heard about that active shooter guy, the sniper? He said, yeah. You said, yeah, I heard of him. And a friend will tell you, okay, do you want to go check it out? And I tell him, what? Check it was out. That's a sniper. That's not a movie. We're going to get shot. We're going to get killed. If you get near him, he's going to press down. He's really good. That's not a movie. That's a real life. So you're not only going to say no to your friend, but also you will try to prevent him from going, because he doesn't know what he's saying, what he's doing. He's crazy. You want to go where the sniper is? It's not safe. And not only that, but also you will try and you start to warn your friends and your family members, do not go there. It's so dangerous. You might lose your life if you go. That's the theme of tonight that I thought of in this way. The theme is Egypt, a place where we escape or flee from sin and wickedness. So I thought about talking about escape from the place of sin, or escape from sin. The story we know, the very famous story, event happened in Matthew 2. An angel of the Lord appeared to Saint Joseph and told him, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there till I tell you. Why? Heard the reason. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. If you stay with the child, Herod will kill him. He will destroy him. Of course, Herod represents the devil. Christ represents us. That's why Christ, he escaped. And that's the first response. If you go online and see what the reaction you do, if there's an active shooter or shooting around, the first response is to first run. That's the first response you have to do. Run. Do not stay. There is another famous story in Genesis 19. Two angels were sent by God to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, to burn the whole city. But they had another mission, is to save Lot and his family. So the angel told Lot, take your wife, your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. If you stay, you're going to get punished. You'll be consumed. If you stay in the place of sin, you will be consumed. You will be destroyed. They told him in Genesis 19, so it came to pass when they had brought them outside of the city, the angels told Lot, escape for your life. Save your life. If you stay at the place of sin, you will lose your life. And Joshua, the son of Sirach, he says In chapter 21, he says, flee from sins as if from the face of a serpent. For if you approach them, approach sins, they will take hold of you. Their teeth are the teeth of a lion, bringing death to the souls of men. Again, the teeth of sin is like the teeth of a lion, bringing death to the souls of men. And that's the devil. One of the names of the devil is the murderer. In John 8, Christ called him, he was the murderer from the beginning. He's a killer. The devil is a killer. If you go to his place, when you know that he's for sure there, he's going to kill you. He's going to destroy you. So 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, asking whom he may devour. He have no mercy. He has no mercy. If you go in his range, he will destroy you. He will destroy you. So I thought about four types of people who would still go where the place of the active shooter is, or the devil is. They will still go. Four different people. Maybe there is more, but I thought about two different personalities. First one, the person who would not escape from the place of sin and who will go to the place of sin. First one, the arrogant person, the proud person, the one who thinks highly of himself. He thinks he's too strong to be shot. He's too strong to fall in sin. Even if he goes, he's going to be okay. He's too good. I thought about David, maybe he was in this state. David, in 2 Samuel 11, it says, it happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants. So it was a time for all kings to go to war, to fight. But David did not go. He sent Joab and his servants. Why? I think maybe he thought highly of himself. He thought he's too powerful. Now, he can just send his servants and he can stay home. Maybe he fought a lot with Saul before. He can just send his servants to fight for him and he will still win the war. What made me think this way, it says, then it happened in 2 Samuel 11, chapter verse 2, it says, then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of his king's house. He's walking on the roof. Means that he's looking down to people. Maybe he thought highly of himself. And what happened? And from the roof, he saw a woman bathing. He saw Bathsheba taking a shower. So he lusted for her. And he fell in sin, adultery, and murdering her son, her husband. An arrogant person, he was still think that he's good, and he will go, and he will get shot. I want to tell you, you have no idea how many good youth, deacons, servants, they thought that they can go to the place of sin to bring others to Christ, but they were not equipped enough, and they never listened to the advices of the priest, and they still went, and they got destroyed. So many of you, I know so many of them who thought they're good enough. They can go to the place of sin and nothing gonna happen to them, and they can save their friends too. But because they were not equipped, they were not experienced. Right now, those youth who used to be servants and deacons, they start even going to church. They're living in sin because they thought highly of themselves. That's the first type of personality of person that will go to the place of sin. One saying about this, if you know the story of Saint Anthony, the great, he was one time, he saw the traps of the devil in the desert. So many traps of the devil. So he fell on his face. And he said, Oh Lord, who can be saved? He heard a voice from heaven saying, the humble will be saved, but the proud is not going to be saved. First person who will not going to escape from the place of sin. Second person, the addict. I call him the lover of sin. The one is enslaved by the sin. He knows it's dangerous. He knows it's bad. He's going to get killed. And he will still go because he's enslaved, a slave of sin. Perfect example of this is Samson, Book of Judges. Samson, first he saw one of the Philistines. She used to live in Gaza. So his parents told him, do not do that. Do not get married from Gentiles. Get married from God's people, Israel people. Do not go to the Philistines and get married from them. He did not listen. He saw her, he loved her, and he insisted. And he got married to her. He almost got killed. And she caused him to go in so many wars. And he killed so many people for her sake. And then he left her. He did not learn the lesson. Again, it says in Judges chapter 16, he said, and Samson went to Gaza, one of the cities of the Philistines, and he saw a harlot and went in to her. He's enslaved by the sexual lust, lustful desire. And same night, the Philistines knew of that, and they surrounded the whole house, and he almost got killed again. He did not learn the lesson. He's enslaved by this desire. Third time, it says that Samson, he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, one of the valleys in the Philistines. Her name is Delilah. And of course, you know the story of Delilah. She asked him, what's the secret for your power? And he told her, he lied to her. He told her anything. And she told her friends. And she came, and they came, and they wanted to kill him. And he saw that. And he still, she asked him again. And he told her another lie. She told her friends, and they came, and he almost got killed again. And he saw that, but he kept going back. He could have escaped from the first time, but he was enslaved by sin. At the end of his life, of course, they blocked out his eyes, and he became like an animal grinding in the prison. He could have listened to his parents from the first time. They told him, do not go there, but he insisted to go. Another example is Lot's wife. She was so attached to Sodom and Gomorrah. She was so attached. And she the angels were dragging her out of the city. She kept looking back. She cannot leave. She cannot let go. And she became a pillar of salt. So the first person who will go to the place of sin is the proud, the arrogant. The second, the one is enslaved, the addict, to the sin, to this habit. Third person who will go to the place of sin, the careless person, the irresponsible, the reckless, the scoffer, as the Bible calls him. Someone who doesn't care. Anything for him, it's a joke. We're going to have fun. It's going to be nice. It's going to be okay. We can just try it. No one's going to get hurt. Let's have fun. Let's go. A good example of those people is Lot's sons-in-law. It says, so Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who had married his daughters. And he said to them, get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. Listen, but to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. They didn't believe him. He seemed to be joking. What are you talking about? Nothing can happen. It's going to be okay. Nothing can happen. Careless people who take anything as a joke They cannot tell the difference between life or death. Let's drink this. Let's try this. Just fun. It's okay. Nothing can happen. No one gonna get hurt. Let's smoke this or do that or go this place or watch this thing. They just keep doing things for fun. And of course, they got destroyed. Lot's sons of Lot got destroyed when the city got burned. The fourth person who would go to the place of sin is the ignorant person who does not know there is an active shooter somewhere. Someone is walking in the street, doesn't know. The one is who is ignorant of the commandment of God. The one is ignorant of the spiritual life. He never cared to come inside the church and to listen. He comes on Sunday at the end of the liturgy and just to hang out with his friends. He never cared to come to listen to the Bible study or listen to the priest or anyone advise him. He doesn't care about the scripture. He doesn't know anything. So he will go. He's ignorant. He doesn't know. He will do things and he thinks, I didn't know it's a sin. I didn't know it's a sin. No one told me. Do you think his ignorance will save him from punishment? Let's see what the Bible says. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lord, you know the lack in knowledge. Yes, it's their fault. They're going to get destroyed. You have no excuse. You had the commandments. You had the Bible. You had the scripture. You have father of confession. You have a boon. You have priests. You have servants in the church. Why then ask them? Why didn't go and learn to save your life? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So your ignorance of the commandment does not save you if you go to the place of sin. And Proverbs 22, verse 3 says, a prudent man, a wise man, foresees evil and hides himself. But the symbol, in Hebrew, the symbol here means symbol in knowledge, not symbol in virtues. Yani. But the symbol person will pass on and is punished. The one who's, he doesn't know. He will go to the place of sin and he will get punished. So the naive, the unlearned, the unexperienced person who does not care, the ignorant, he will go and get punished and go to the place of sin. Four types of people. Maybe there is more, of course. On the other hand, who will be the person that will flee from the place of sin? Of course, the humble person, like Christ, what Christ did in the story. He could have destroyed Herod easily, but no. By the way, the humble person is not embarrassed to say no after he says yes. Meaning what? Someone may tell his friends, yes, I'll go out with you. And he knows they're going in a place that's not okay. But then he hears someone telling him, you should not go, it's not good for you to go there. If the person is proud of himself, is not humble, he will feel embarrassed to say, I cannot go. I'm not going to tell them no. I already told them yes, I'm going to have to go with you. That's embarrassing. I cannot say no. And he will go just because he doesn't want to feel embarrassed. But the humble person, he say, sorry, guys, I cannot go. You promised, you said, yes, you're going to come with us. No, I cannot go. He doesn't care if you get embarrassed or not. Better to be embarrassed in front of your friends, not to be embarrassed on judgment day. So the humble person will not go, like Christ did. The truly repentant person, the one who repents for sure, like he went one time and he got offended and he found out it's bad to go there. And he said, that's it for me. I'm not going back again. That's what the prodigal son did. The prodigal son, once he realized that he's doing the wrong thing, he left, he went back to his father, he never came back again. Never came back again. Truly repentant. Truly repentant. The person who repents truly, he will never go back to the place of sin. The third, the wise person, will not gonna go. As the Bible says, he will foresee the evil and hides himself. He can foresee the danger and he's not going to go. There is a story about Abraham and Lot, his nephew. It says that the shepherds of Abraham get in a fight with the shepherds of Lot. So Abraham, he foresaw this might be a big conflict in the future. So he went to his nephew and he told him, please let there be no strife between you and me and between my shepherds and your shepherds, for we are brethren. Please separate from me. If you take the left, I'll take the right. If you take the right, I'll take the left. Abraham here being a wise man, he foresaw that this might cause a fight between him and his nephew. He said, okay, let's solve this. Let's separate and we'll be fine. Being wise, he can foresee the danger and he can see this thing might cause me to sin. And if you're wise, you will foresee it and say, let's hide, let's stay away from this. If there is any small, even like one small chance for one place or one person to offend you, be wise and separate as Abraham did. The last example, the person who would flee from, would not go to the place of sin. The righteous person, the pure person, who wouldn't even try sin, who wouldn't even try it, as Joseph did. Joseph in Genesis 39, it says, he left his garment and fled and ran outside. He told the woman, he told her, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? The same, flee from wickedness and sin. He told her, how can I do this? I cannot even try. That's a righteous person. He doesn't want to defile his purity. He wanted to keep himself pure. He won't even try to do something. No, he will stay away from the beginning. Escape from places, from people, for things that cause you to sin. Stop the desire before it becomes an action. Why? Because if it becomes an action, then it becomes a memory. And a memory, few minutes in the wrong place or with the wrong people, can make you suffer for many years. Few minutes in the wrong place with the wrong people can make you suffer for many years. That's why we said in the liturgy, we said, remembering the vice bearing death. Tiskar ash-shar al-mulbis al-mut. Remembering vice bearing death. Remember the vice that we did can bring us death again. And the last point, where to flee. The angels told Lot, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be destroyed. Escape to the mountain, lest you be destroyed. What does it mean by mountain? The mountain where our Lord was praying. The mountain where our Lord was fasting. Meaning escape to God. By praying and fasting, by sacraments, by asking Father of Confession. That's what the church always say, that praying and fasting and reading the Bible. It's not, we just like to talk about this. This is the truth. That's what's going to save you. You have to be strong within, so you can resist what's outside. And the only thing going to make you strong is the relationship between you and Christ. Being strong in your prayers and fasting, reading the Bible. That's why we need to be strong from within. May God give us all a life, a repentant life, and gives us to be wise and humble enough and strong enough to flee from the place of sin. And glory be to God forever. Amen.